This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More Mitchell coming up in a bit, but as he was talking about there at the end, the service sector in this economy, it has had a rough haul as we've all spent most of the past almost 2 years now, if you can believe it, buying way more stuff than services. We'll get the November Consumer Price Index on Friday, another snapshot of just how much inflation is affecting the cost of everyday life, including going out to eat. So with that in mind, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab made some restaurant calls.
There's plenty for Raimi Rosello to be happy about these days. Hiring at her Mexican restaurant, Comida, in Aurora, Colorado, has gotten easier. It'll let her reopen 7 days a week. And the average table is spending more.
No, not just because prices are higher, but maybe they're drinking a little bit more.
But the higher prices are affecting her business. The cost of avocados, limes, and meat are up. She's had to increase menu prices 15% and added a service fee because she's also paying her employees more. And lately, there have been fewer customers. She's not sure if it's because of Omicron or because there's been little snow, which means less snow tourism.
I mean, there's a lot of things to be a little freaked out about.
Inflation and slowing sales are the two biggest worries right now, says Sean Kennedy at the National Restaurant Association. Spending is still below what it was pre-pandemic, and he's unsure of how much that'll change.
All of us are looking into crystal balls and trying to identify what is the new normal.
He does say takeout and delivery are here to stay. That's good for Shaz Khan, who owns Tono Pizzeria and Cheesesteaks in the Twin Cities. He has three locations with two more opening next year, if he can get what he needs to outfit the spaces.
A lot of the materials we need, all the way from construction materials to, you know, fittings and furnishings, they're delayed.
But he's optimistic. He feels like he's made it through the worst of the pandemic, even though he's a bit stressed about sourcing Philly-style sandwich rolls and mozzarella cheese. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.